The past year has been marked by an unusually large number of Christian-themed films. While you wouldn't know it from the Academy Awards, large audiences were reached through new and innovative methods, including subscription viewings and even church screenings. But there are other subgenres that are thriving, as evidenced, for example, by the broad offerings at this year's Washington Jewish Film Festival, which is wrapping up this weekend. Among the filmmakers represented was award-winning writer, director, and producer Aviva Kempner, who actually founded the festival itself in 1989. For a look at the power and potential of this kind of focus within the film world, I am honored and pleased to be joined now by Aviva Kempner. Aviva, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Oh, thanks so much for your interest.
Your latest film, The Rosenwald Schools, premiered at the Washington Jewish Film Festival this week. Talk about what drew you to this story.
I decided in 79, after I didn't pass the bar, that I should go become a filmmaker. And as a child of a Holocaust survivor, I really wanted to deal with an issue about the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. So the first film I made was Partisans of Vilna, about Jews fighting Nazis. And then I decided that I should continue my trek of doing non-stereotypical films about Jews. And at that point, there were just a couple Jewish film festivals. And then I decided to launch one in my own community, Washington, D.C. So we created it 25 years ago, and I then made a film about a Jewish baseball player, Hank Greenberg. Mm-hmm. And then I made a whole film about someone who had a famous radio and then TV show, Gertrude Berg and the Goldbergs. Mm-hmm. My latest film is something probably the most underknown Jewish heroes, and that's Julius Rosenwald, who's the head of Sears and Roebuck. We all know about Sears and Roebuck today. Mm-hmm. But 100 years ago, he had a calling, literally. He had a rabbi named Emil Hirsch, who from the pulpit would argue, we have to repair the world. There's a principle in Judaism, tikkun olam. And mm-hmm. he inspired Julius Rosenwald to help. So he built Black Y's all over the States. He did something in Chicago. And then he partnered with Booker T. Washington at Tuskegee. And they built over 5,000 schools for African-American youth during the Jim Crow years. And oftentimes they were built as property donated by a black church and by the black church. And then later on, he also developed a fund that supported people like Gordon Parks, Jacob Lawrence, and the great singer Marianne Anderson. So it's very much a film about philanthropy and giving, that when you really can make a lot of money or even a little money, mm-hmm. that you should give to your community or give to your country. So mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that. And who knew that when I started the film festival 25 years ago and we had like 10 films, we now have like over 80 screenings. So it's quite exciting for me to see this all grow. And there's a line about you don't have to be Jewish to like rye bread. Well, you don't have to be Jewish to come to our films. My films have been all over America, and I hope this summer and fall in the South. It's called Rosenwald. You know, I just want to inspire people. And oftentimes the films here do inspire people. Mm-hmm.
I think the incredible contribution of Julius Rosenwald to African-American education will be a surprise to a lot of people. How do these stories get lost? Because Booker T. Washington is a household name.
Well, I think a couple things happened. One is it's 100 years ago. I have young associates that work with me. You know who Marian Anderson was.
Yes,
right?
I do.
And you know how she couldn't perform at the DAR and performed at Lincoln Memorial?
Yes.
I have two young associates in their 20s, very bright young women. They didn't know the story at all. And I went to dinner the other night with someone, a young African-American filmmaker. She didn't know it either. So I think a lot of it may be just education, and that's why I always do very strong DVDs. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's important to point out that our history is how you learn to go in the future. And these schools that were built were like the charter movement today. Mm-hmm. And people seeing what's around us and we got to do something. He also established the Rosenwald Fund that after 25 years would go in oblivion. It wouldn't stay like the Rockefeller Fund or the Ford Foundation. And his awards to African-American artists and including whites too, like Woody Guthrie, were like McCarthy Genius Awards. And so if the fund goes out of existence and isn't in the news, mm-hmm. and people have died off and aren't in history, you know, in current history, then you don't know about it. But that'll change by the time the film goes all around America by the end of the year.
Absolutely.
And people can read about it on my website, RosenwaldSchoolsFilm.org. Rosenwald, R-O-S-E-N-W-A-L-D, schools, plural, film.org.
Would it be fair to say that your films tend to operate on two distinct levels, with a narrative that looks honestly at lesser-known stories of Jewish experience, but also inform a broader understanding of the human experience?
Absolutely. And popular culture. I mean, you know, Hank Greenberg was as much about the golden age of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, back in those days, baseball was just wonderful. And Yoo-Hoo, Mrs. Goldberg, you know, radio, which was so important, and TV, and a woman conquering the industry. And now Rosenwald, you know, when one group of the population tries to put another down, what you can do and how the communities themselves worked with Rosenwald. It wasn't mm-hmm. just giving, it was they did one-third. It's absolutely, you hit it right on the nail, one of my biggest goals.
I want to talk about the Washington Jewish Film Festival. What made you feel there was a need for a specifically themed forum like this?
Well, I mean, I think it goes back to my background. I'm a child of a Holocaust survivor. There was so much hatred and destruction because of my family's religion that the only way I can counter it is to try to present the cultural positive portrayals, and maybe some, there's a little negative portrayals too, but of the Jewish experience. So people say, hey, you know, we're like everyone else. We're part of the communities. We're part of history, and come learn about us. And then, it's just as you say, you can learn about the human experience. There's a new Israeli film called Get, and it's about, if you're very Orthodox in Judaism, to get a divorce, you have to go to a rabbinical court with Orthodox rabbis. And in Israel, it can sometimes be very difficult, or in general, it happens here too, where the husband can refuse to grant it, and it puts an Orthodox woman in no status at all. She can't remarry.
Hmm.
So there's a very new, powerful film about that. I think it's also very exciting that as I started to do this film festival 25 years ago, they're all over the country, and it's not just Jewish film festivals that we now have in major cities, some of which I'm approaching now, like mm-hmm. in Nashville and Durham, film festivals where often, you know, our independent documentaries can come and people can see what happened in history or another part of the world.
Mm-hmm. I also am interested in your opinion about whether or not there's a general group of subjects that you would target for more filmmakers to involve themselves in. For example, history, religious themes, something else. What would you push others to do?
You know, whenever I speak with students, I always say, at least do the oral history of your families.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fascinating. I also have friends with different heritages. One I'm very close to who does Irish-themed films, others about the African-American experience. I just think the more that we can tell our stories and our history, the more, again, we can understand the future. I also under the belief that when you make documentaries, they shouldn't be quote-unquote boring factual.
Right.
My MO is not to use any narration. The people tell the stories and they weave them in and on. I use a lot of feature footage that shows the past. It also means I have to raise a lot of money. It's a 501c3 that makes these movies,
mm-hmm.
my movies. So it takes me sometimes 13 years to make Hank, 7 years to make this film and others. So it really is a community film because I always says it takes a village. People, you know, mm-hmm. send me contributions, and that's how we make the film. And that's the way people feel, look, we've contributed to history. And I think that's another aspect of it. Just like in our festival, a lot of people contribute for the festival to happen.
Did you have a reaction to the way this year's Academy Awards played out?
I think it was a great affirmation of independent cinema. Mm-hmm. My favorite film, hands down, was Ida, the Polish film. And I am absolutely thrilled it won Best Film. And it really is a film about religion. A Polish young nun who starts discovering in her past that she has Jewish blood, tries to explore that, and then does come back. And I think it's the most exquisite film I've seen, so I'm really thrilled about that. I was a big Boyhood fan, so I would have hoped that would have won. But still, for us independent filmmakers, it was a real good show of voting to say, hey, the independent film, not the big Hollywood blockbuster, is the film that we should award. So I was thrilled.
Aviva Kempner is an award-winning filmmaker whose latest documentary, The Rosenwald Schools, premiered at the Washington Jewish Film Festival this week. Aviva founded the festival in 1989. She's the founding director of the Cecilia Foundation, which produces and distributes films to educate the public on social issues of the past and present. Aviva, I offer my congratulations on this latest film, and I really thank you for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.